Ik heb hem mist. This week's parasha, Am Yisrael is coming out of Egypt. As the Zohar says, Hashem did not give us a history book. The purpose of the Torah is present and future.
Excuse me.
Torah wants us, as well says, to see what happened, to adapt for ourselves. As well says, the Ten Makot, of course, meant for power as well. But Am Yisrael had to watch it and learn what the Makot really mean, and then to adapt it for themselves, and then they're going to be the Exodus. Not because power was hit 10 times, then we're going to get out. You're going to get out because you're going to see. And partially, but it means that you do teshuvah on what you did or you didn't do in Egypt. So this is parasha starts. Hashem told Moshe, boil power, come to power. And you tell power statement. I'm here in the name of God that you should let our people go. And I did it on purpose that I made power's heart hard. So, but if you tell me this, already Hashem told you a few times that. In the beginning when Hashem met Moshe, when Moshe met Hashem, I'm sorry. Hashem already told him, I'm gonna make Paul's heart hard. Here the Torah doesn't say that it's hard. The language is, I made Paul's heart heavy. Ki ani echbaleti et libo. Beginning Hashem said, Ekshet libo. But also sometimes, but here Hashem tells Moshe, come inside. And you should know this I did. First of all, it's not important. Moshe knows this. And what does that mean exactly? Hashem does it. What does it mean? What does Hashem do? So comes the Rambam in Hilchot Teshuvah and said, Chas Shalom, somebody, Chas Shalom. Cannot do teshuva. Hashem gives up on him. He says, no, Mama, how do I know that? He says, I need it for power. The first five plagues, Makot, when you read the Torah, so power said, yes, no, yes, no. After the fifth one, number six, and then until the end, it's, the language of the Torah is that the thing was done. If you wanted to do Shabbat, you should have done it. Now you didn't want, Hashem gave a person a chance, says the Rambam, like Hashem gave power a chance, even though Hashem knew it's going to happen, but Hashem in the beginning, so-called, if you may say it was waiting, maybe power to Teshuvah. You have to remember, end of the day, this guy Paul is going to be the king of Nineveh. He's going to be the only survivor of this, whatever you call it, the sinking, drowning all the Egyptians in the water in Yam Suf. Paul's going to come outside. He's going to go to Iraq. He's going to be the king. Some people say he was the king when Yonah was there, thousands of years later. Nevertheless, in this life, I mean, not in this life, in this time now, he's not doing teshuvah. And the reason is, says the Rambam, because Hashem closed the gate of teshuvah for him. So the Rambam, the purpose is to be careful. It's not a joke. To do teshuvah is not a joke. And if somebody, Chas Shalom, did certain things already, Hashem gives up on him. So he's still alive because Hashem wants to pay him here in this world what he did. As good things, Hashem doesn't want him to be in Olam Haba, in Gan Eden. But really, the teshuva is closed. And this is the language that Hashem tells Moshe, you should know, I'm doing it to him. I'm making his heart heavy. You know what it means exactly. And why did I do it? Hashem so-called explains himself. Leman, in order, Shiti, Yotai, Rebekir, Boaz, since I want the Makot to go inside him. It's a very strange thing. As we mentioned before, at the time of Yonah Mavi, that's what the Haftarah is read on Yom Kippur. Hashem told Yonah, go to Nineveh, to Iraq, and tell them I'm going to destroy Nineveh. And Yonah ran away from Hashem, went on the boat, running away from Hashem. And then Hashem made the sea storm for him, and he comes back, and he's going now, he's going. And the Navi says that Yonah went over there, and they told him that I'm a messenger of Hashem, and Hashem is going to destroy Nineveh, they did Teshuvah. And Hashem so-called waved the Gezerah. So the end of the story is that Yonah, after he said his prophecy, he went outside and he's sleeping under a bush. It was very hot outside. And the Navi says Hashem brought a little worm, ate the leaves, and it was very hot outside, and Yonah fainted. And he said, he wants to die. In his throat, he said, I'm dying. And Hashem told him, why are you dying? I said, what? Look at the bush. Look what happened to the bush. Hashem said, what happened to the bush? So you have mercy on the bush. What do you think? I should not have mercy on the people in Nineveh? Why did you run away? You didn't want to go to tell them. Well, the prophecy is to Teshuvah. My creatures. The goyim, really, are also made in the form of Hashem. They didn't accept the Torah. Hopefully they'll do the same mitzvot they have to do, but still they belong to Hashem. And Hashem told Yonah, listen, I have mercy on these people here. What do you mean you didn't want to go and tell them to do Teshuvah? You see, Hashem is very merciful. So how can it be over here, Hashem tells Moshe, listen, I made Paul's heart very heavy in order to accept all those things inside him. What do you mean? It's called masochism. What do you mean you want things to go inside? You don't want to do teshuvah? You shouldn't do teshuvah? Okay, so forget about it. And Hashem said, no. I made it in order for him to suffer, to have those things inside him. Continues the Torah, and it says, Moshe now came to Paro's house and said, we have a message from Hashem to tell you. The message is, until when you're not going to surround yourself to Hashem. That's Hashem told us to tell you this. So what does it mean exactly? So it means Hashem said, okay, this is this. Comes the Torah and tells us also that you have a special mitzvah on Pesach. Then I said there's a special mitzvah, says the Gemara, to talk to your children and grandchildren and tell them about coming out of Egypt. So the way the Torah tells us, the Torah says, you tell them that Hashem so-called, let's say in the right way, didn't pay any respect for the people in Egypt. Likewise, Chachamim say, Rashi brings, when Bilam went to curse Am Israel and the donkey parked on the street and Bilam hit her, so the donkey asked Bilam, why are you hitting me? And she answered the same language what Hashem is telling Moshe. That we have a mitzvah on Leila Seder to say, listen, you know what happened in Egypt? Hashem did not respect Paro. Hashem so-called, it's not made fun, but something like disrespect him. I said, what's the importance about it? What's the secret behind it? So the Zohar says like this. You know, according to the Zohar, the Gemara Yerushalmi, the final decision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Hashem judges people in Rosh Hashanah, then sign them on Yom Kippur, and then there's another chance, it's called Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. The Gemara says it's crucial, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. The Gemara says, the Zohar says, a person goes outside on midnight of Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, if he doesn't see a shadow, his shadow goes in front of him, he's going to die this year. It's a warning. Rosh Hashanah is a warning. That's our custom to learn Rosh Hashanah at night. Rosh Hashanah is not a joke. And Chatam Sofer was very sick in the last year of his life. And he knew what's going on in Shamayim. So his students asked him after Rosh Hashanah, how are you doing, Rabbi? What was in Shamayim Rosh Hashanah? He said, so far, so good. After Yom Kippur, they asked him, how are you doing, Rabbi? I said, so far, so good. Hoshana Rabbah, they asked him in the morning, how did you do last night, Rabbi? He said, no good. He died immediately. No, but it's not a joke. It's a very, very serious thing. So again, this is what says the Shulchan Aruch, this is the Gemara. Comes up Shmuel Yochai and says like this. It's true. It's true, 100%. A person has shalom on Hoshana Rabbah will not have the best verdict. But Simcha Torah will cancel it. You know, for us this year, you know what happened on Simcha Torah. It happened on Simcha Torah because Simcha Torah is a day that you can cancel Hoshana Rabbah. It says in Zohar. It says, how is it going to cancel? Why? Because you dance with the Torah. Of course, you know, the Zohar, Rabbi Yotam Nuziel said that we came out of Egypt on the night of Pesach. And the reason is why we're going to celebrate Pesach in Hashem this year. Hopefully, in Bet HaMikdash,
amen.
But it means it's time of redemption. That night of Pesach was designated by Hashem. This is not. And actually, the Zohar and Rabbi Yotam Nuziel said, listen, Mashiach can come any moment. But coming out of exile can be only Pesach. Only Pesach. You can have the shofar, you can hear the shofar, you can come to Eretz Israel. And it says, but everybody should come out of exile. To go to Eretz Israel only can be announced on the night of Pesach. Like it was announced that Moshe Rabbeinu was designated. Okay. So we'd like to know what's going to happen. We come to Torah at the end of Sefer Dvarim and tells us first the Torah says "Umartem et olat levavchem." You have to do Brit Milah to your heart. What? Okay. I never heard such a thing. What does it mean exactly? How? But the Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu told us that's what you have to do. Eventually, says the Torah, that Hashem is going to do it to us. Umar Hashem elokecha et levavcha ve et levzarecha. Hashem is going to make Brit Milah to our heart and to our children's heart. What does it mean exactly? How does it mean? What does it mean Hashem is going to make Brit Milah to my heart? What does it mean? This is David HaMelech. What we say in Tikkun Chatzot every night. Lev Tahor Bra Li Elokim. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you to create me a pure heart. The Ruach Nachon, Chalesh Bikir Bi. please, my part of my neshama, it's in my heart. We knew it inside me. What does it mean exactly? Let me make people out of my heart. What does it mean? So the Torah tells us like this. Instead of Vayikra, when we have the 98 curses, till the ends of the curses, Hashem writes like this. Hashem, Moshe tells us, Hashem told us like this. You're going to be in exile and you're going to suffer. 49 curses, disaster. Then the Torah ends with a statement like this. Oh, us. All then, Ikana will surround Levavam He'arel. But our problem in life is that we get like a shell on our heart. And then we don't function the way Hashem expects us or the way we expect ourselves to behave. What's the problem in life? It's not you don't do this, don't do this. The problem in life is that our heart is covered with like a shell. If you take it out, if you take out the shell, then heart is pure. Then you do what Hashem wants. But this is our job and this is our problem. Our problem is the heart. Yirmiyahu HaNavi says, Akov alev mikol, anu shumi idayinu. I said, our problem is in our heart. Ramah says, Yetzer Hara sits on our heart. Hashem said, after 98 curses, I'm sorry, 49 curses, oh, so you want to know something? Then your heart will surround to me, and then everything is canceled. And that's what the Torah means. That's what the Moshe Rabbeinu told us. You know what your problem is? You have to do a brit milah to your heart. When you're ready to do it, then the Gemara says you cannot do it by yourself. Hashem will help you. But it has to start, let's call it, it has to start from you. It's ready to do it. And then, Mashiach. Mashiach, says Torah, you know what Mashiach is? Hashem is going to do actually the brit milah to your heart. What does it mean? By the way, the Gemara says, I mean, it's not the Gemara, it's Tari. Tari says, if you remember, Chodesh Elul is abbreviation from that sentence, Umar Hashem Elokecha, Et Lebavcha, Et Lebav Zarecha, Et is Aleph, Lebavcha is Lamed, Ve'et also is Vav, Lebav, Lamed, Zarecha is Elul. So what's a job in Elul? A job in Elul that Hashem is going to make a brit milah on my heart. I says, how is he going to make it? He says, because I'm asking him to do it for me. If I'm asking him, he'll do it for me. So what I'm asking? I says, Hashem, please, I want to do it out of my heart. He says, how do you do it out of your heart? What does that mean exactly? That Gemara says, that's what Hashem says in the end of the curses. Surrounding yourself is canceling the gezerot is when your heart is being surrounded. Actually, the Navi tells us a story. I tell about Eliyahu HaNavi was a very bad king. His name was Ahab, very bad. And Hashem was very upset with him. It wasn't his fault so much. And the wife, Zevel, garbage. So Eliyahu HaNavi told him, Hashem told Eliyahu HaNavi, go tell him, you can have no descendants. All of them will die. And you will die. Everything curses. Then Nabi goes to Ahav. He tells him, I have a message for you. From Hashem, he tells him the message. So the Gemara says, Nabi says, that Ahav started to walk barefoot. He was the king on the whole world. The Gemara says, Ahav was almost like Shlomo HaMelech, like Ahasuerus, ruled the whole world. Very important person, the king of the world. When he heard this, he walked his face down, barefoot. This is Navi. Hashem talks to Leon Ruiz is, I say, I saw Ahav surrounding himself. So therefore, I cancel my gezerah on him. The gezerah is going to be on his children. But he'll survive now. Hashem had in mind to give Ahav a hard time right now, but Hashem broke it, changed his mind. Because when a person is surrounding himself to Hashem, it means Hashem cancels everything. It's the Rambam writes in his commentary. It's the humbleness. My heart belongs to Hashem. It means I want only to do what Hashem wants. So-called, it's like a slave, but a trusted slave. Let's say, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, our problem in the desert, Libam lo nachon imo. Our heart was not surrounded to Hashem. You have to make yourself so-called devoted to Hashem 100%. That will that a person does breaks all the gezerot. And that's what the Torah tells us. 49 curses, Hashem said, you know, at the end, what is the purpose of it? Then, gezerot is finished. Then, Mashiach comes. So that's the whole purpose of our life. And that was the purpose in Egypt. It says, we say every day in Shema Yisrael, minut. That says, Avodah Zarah is in the heart. Am Israel in Egypt worshipped Avodah Zarah. Not only in Egypt, when we left Egypt. And we came to Israel, we still did Avodah Zarah. We learned it from the Egyptians. It means that our heart was not devoted to Hashem. We did not surround ourselves. But Hashem gives us messages. And Hashem shows us what does He want from us. But actually the redemption at the end is going to come because you're going to surround yourself. How long it's going to hold, we don't know. But Hashem wants us to understand it. What does He want? Here comes the Torah and tells us that's the story of the Exodus. Hashem tells Moshe, I want to tell you something. It's not the way you think. If you see what's happening, yeah, I see it, Moshe. Moshe said, I know. After 5 plagues, Hashem closed the gates of Tshuva. He can't do Tshuva anymore, Paro. It's finished. So what does Hashem continue? What does Hashem continue for? It's worthless. And again, this is a creature of Hashem. Again, this guy, Paro, is going to be the king in Nineveh. He's going to survive Yam Suf. So what's the purpose? Leman, in order, Hashem said, I want the Makot to go inside him. Inside him. Bekirbo. I said, what is it? I'll tell you in a second. You go to Paro, into the house, you tell him, listen, until when you don't want to surround yourself? What are you telling him? What are you telling him? I'm telling him that if he'll surround himself, forget about the gates of Tshuva closed. It's like Hoshana Rabbah. The guy went outside. A lot of Mekubalim do it. At the night, Hoshana Rabbah, 12 o'clock at night, they go outside. And they want to find out if the shadow is on the street. They're going to see the shadow, they're alive, if not they're dead. He says, well, forget about it, even if it's not there. Simchat Torah will cancel the Gezerah for Hoshana Rabbah. Why? Because Simchat Torah is not dancing with the Torah. Simchat Torah means surrounding your heart to Hashem. You decided you're going to learn. It's not just there holding the Torah and dancing with the Torah. It's the time, if you finish the Torah, we'll start the new Torah, Bereshit. It says, I devote myself to Hashem. And that's what the Zohar says. You do it on Simchat Torah, cancel the Hoshana Rabbah. Even though Hoshana Rabbah Hashem already decided Chas V'Shalom is not going to be here. Cancels it. And actually the Gemara says like this, the Onkelus Chacham says this. You think about it, you know, the golden calf. Golden calf. I'm Israel, innocent people. Moshe went up to Shemaim, told them I'm going to come in 40 days. They lost the count in one day. They didn't understand the counting. Went to Aaron and Aaron made the golden calf. How many golden calf? What's golden calf? It's a magic thing. Everybody knows it's a magic. I see there's two people over there. Bilam's children, sister. They threw something into the fire while Aaron is mixing over there the gold. And it was a magic thing. The golden calf stood up. The front, it looked like a bull. The back was a donkey, eating grass. It's a joke. I don't know if you remember, about 15 years ago, in India, they brought the guy in front of the judge. In the court, this guy made himself a goat. In the court. Magic is nothing. It's a joke, magic. Anybody can do it. That's what the Torah tells us. In Egypt, as Moshe came to Paro, and says the stick was a snake, back in the stick, and Paro called the children from school, the Gemara says, and they came with sticks. And Paro said to them, show Moshe. So all those children threw the sticks on the floor and became a snake. And then they picked it up and became a stick. The Gemara has stories about it. Gemara says one of the Chachamim, one of the biggest Chachamim we had. One day, he took his donkey to a car wash. He said to wash his donkey. He washed the donkey. The donkey turned into a piece of wood. He bought the donkey from Egypt. So he sent a letter, he sent a messenger to the people in Egypt. What was this, joke or something? He says, this is a joke, you don't know. Everything from Egypt, is magic. What are you talking about now? 1300 years ago. And the Gemara in Shabbat, the Gemara says, people used to go to Egypt and buy a donkey, and it's not a donkey. It's a magic donkey. It used to be a piece of wood. But if you wash it, takes off the magic, and it becomes back what it was. So, maybe a golden calf. Maybe a golden calf. Maybe more innocent people. So she says, Hashem wants to vanish, kill all of Israel, because they bow down. Well, it's you're not serious about it. You know, this is stupidity. Somebody comes home, he bought himself a statue. He tells his father, that's my father. So you're angry with him. You sit down with him, you talk to him, you say, listen, it's nonsense. I'm your father, how many years do you know me? This is just made from China. This is your God? So what Israel said, this is they were very depressed. They're very sad. They're hopeless. They're in the desert now. Moshe's not here. He told Aaron. Aaron made it. Aaron made it. So what's him so upset at them? It's a fake thing. To explain to him, it's magic. Of course it's so magic. He said, he took me out of Egypt. Are you serious? This golden calf took you out of Egypt? He said, yeah. They dance around it. It's just a stupidity. So Moshe Rabbeinu repeats the story of the golden calf in Tzevet Dvarim. The Torah says that Moshe and Hashem were upset at Am Yisrael, they did the egel. So the Targum Kelus explains, he says, no, you don't understand. That's nothing. Just, you know, bow down to Avodah Zarah is one thing, but when you devote yourself to it, and you say, my heart is in this one, it means you surrounded your heart. That was the problem. But, on the other way, for the positive way, if you surround your heart, it makes all the gezot, all the things. And that's it really what Hashem is doing now. It's not Hashem is making fun of him. Hashem doesn't respect him. Hashem says, look, you know what happened? Coming out of Egypt, he says, because he never surrounded himself. So besides that Hashem tried him 5 times, and then he did not want to send us. And it's true, the Rambam writes, Hashem closed the gates of Tshuva. Forget about it. But still Hashem has mercy. Because Simchat Torah, let's see if he will surround himself. Forget about it. He'll send people out. Just make show that your heart belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then all the gezorot are over. You don't have a problem in your life. All the problem is one thing. Your heart is not surrounding to Hashem. You have to surround your heart. Says the Gemara, okay, I'll tell you what to do. Okay, I'm ready to do. I surround myself now. Gemara says two things are just the beginning. Crucial. The Torah says it. Oh, as he kana levava ma'arel, oh. If, or whatever it is, and you write, oh, alevav. Says the Gemara, you know what Hashem says? What's him? Oh, azikana, and then, my on then. Uchshekana, when? The Gemara surround itself. He says, no, 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 not when. If, and, when, then. Oh, is numerical value, says the Gemara, is Aleph is one, Vav is six, is seven. Seven in Shabbat. Says the Gemara, you got to keep Shabbat 100%. All the laws of Shabbat. Be very strict with yourself. He said, Chazon Ish used to look from the window in Bnei Brak, and he saw people walking with a stroller, and he used to say, oh, yo, 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 there is a roof. Yeah, but you don't know. A roof is not to all the opinions of the Chachamim. Not so simple. Maybe the roof broke, it's going to break. Even if it doesn't, never carry. Never carry. In Yeshivot, no one cares. Not in Nimak, not in Yerushalayim. You don't carry. That's why they whoop. I don't know. No. No way. No way. Very, very strict. You have to know the halachot. And more strict you are, it means you surround yourself. By not having easy everything that you want, it means you're surrounding your heart. Restriction is surrounding. Says the Gemara, that's what Hashem said. You want to cancel 49 curses? Number one, Shabbat. Continues the Gemara. It says, oh, as, Aleph Zayin, Aleph is one, Zayin is seven, numerical value eight. Eight means Brit Mila. Says the Gemara, you know, the eighth bracha in Shmonesre is Refaenu. In the Refuah Shlema, tell you what it is. Shevovim. You know, restriction. Being holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. And you have difficulties in your life? Don't feel so well? If it's not you, it's from Israel, the impurity from Israel. But if you want Yeshua, restriction in holiness and purity. Restriction. Because that means it's surrounding yourself. And actually, the Gemara says, this is the present Hashem gave us, this is Parasham. After we're leaving, this, all of a sudden Hashem talks about tefillin. Put tefillin. Tefillin? What tefillin has to be coming out of Egypt? Yeah. With tefillin, you remember what happened in Egypt. I said, what this has to do with anything? What does Hashem want me to have tefillin every day? What's the power of tefillin? What's the power of tefillin? Chaim tell us, the Zohar says, it's not that you put tefillin, it means nothing. You put tefillin, it's in the text, before you put tefillin, it says the text, but it says in the Zohar, that you want to surround your heart and your brain to Hashem. When you put tefillin, you have to, hopefully your right ear, and the left ear goes across further. The tefillin should be across from your heart. And it means when you say the bracha, you put tefillin, he says, that's what I say. My heart is going to be surrounded to Hashem. And when you put on your head, my brain is surrounded to Hashem. Because that cancels the gzerot. Again, Hashem doesn't care less if you keep Shabbat or you put tefillin. But the Zohar says, it's a special place, the Gemara, in Gehenom for people that deliberately did not put tefillin on. Why? Because he didn't put it in port. He said, I don't believe in it. I don't believe it. I don't believe in Philly. There's a special room, Sheol, in Gehenom, for people. Those people say, what is the problem exactly? He didn't put Philly in. It doesn't say somebody did not make Kiddush. It's all mitzvah to say. You don't need to do it. But Philly means, if you don't put Philly in the liberty, it means you don't want to surround yourself to Hashem. You don't want to surround your heart to Hashem. And that's what the Gemara says, you have a special place in Gehinnom for these people. Because that's the purpose of our life, to surround ourselves. And this is what the Torah says. Mashiach is going to come, yeah. When Hashem is going to make Brit Milah to your heart. When you ask Him, I want to make a Brit Milah to your heart. What does it mean? How do I do it? What does it mean? Surround your heart. Surround your heart. Surround your heart, get restriction. And that eventually, that's what the Zohar says. I'm Israel is going to look and going to hear what Moshe says. It's going to see what happened to power. They understand, they figure out the reason what's going on in Egypt is because Hashem really wants him to surround. Not because Hashem just made a joke out of him. Hashem did what he did in order for power to get back on the track. And actually at the end it's going to go back on the track. It's going to be the king of Nineveh. But right now it doesn't get it. It doesn't get it. Eventually in Yamsu will get it. Under the water will just go on top of him. He'll be under the water. That's what he thought. I have to surround Hashem. So the whole purpose of coming out of Egypt is to surround us after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Hashem gave us the Ten Commandments on Har Sinai. He says this is so-called the blueprint, what we have to do. And actually the Gemara says that's what happened. Hashem was upset at us. We did the golden calf, not because we did the golden calf, because we surround our heart to Avodah Zarah. So he came Hashem and told us, make a Mishkan. A Mishkan is so-called a forgiveness for the golden calf. What does it mean? How does it do it? What does it do anything? Is it Avodah Zarah? And in the Mishkan, so what? No. The golden calf was not Avodah Zarah. It's because our heart, was surrounded to Avodah Zarah. The Mishkan was the opposite. Surround ourselves to the Torah. Because the whole Mishkan is the Torah inside. Like Simchat Torah. And the Torah describes the whole episode what happened with the opening Mishkan. It says the whole thing is you come to Beit HaMikdash, it's called Mora Mikdash. It says surround your heart to Hashem. So the person has to accept on himself certain things that he feels that he's surrounding himself to Hashem. That's the Yeshua. And that's what the Torah says, it's Mashiach. That's what the Torah says. Mashiach will come when Am Yisrael will decide to do such a thing. That you surround your heart. And this is called this, to be like a slave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's title. Moshe Avdi. Moshe is my slave. Avraham Avdi. Yaakov Avdi. Eliyahu Navi Avdi. All these people that being described as the Eved Hashem, it means that surround the heart to Hashem. And that cancels the Gzerot, and that the opposite. Gives a person an edge to his life to get away from all these problems. This is the time they say before Pesach that we read this part. This Sefer Shmot. Exodus, yeah. Exodus means surrounding your heart. And Mishnah Kabbalah Minah. Amen.